Hey. thought I played that game so good. You could be more as you are, can't you see? You could be anything, you could be free. You could be more as you are, can't you see? You could be anything, you could be free.
Walk for miles and we Thank you, Sarah Feldman, for contributing this mixtape to Underground Sounds. We have reached the end of tonight's episode. I'm Nick Schofield. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. McGill University's 4th annual Queer History Month is taking place this October. Join in later in the month for more exciting programming, including a chat with an elder session from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 19th, a zine-making workshop on Thursday, October 21st from noon to 2 p.m., a trans and non-binary in academia panel discussion on Wednesday, October 27th from 6 to 8 p.m., and finally, a queer open mic night with performances by Opera Queens on Thursday, October 28th, also from 6 to 8 p.m. Queer History Month will be opened and closed by Elder Gawenodas Sedalio Fazio. Visit the Equity at McGill webpages, www.mcgill.ca/equity, for a complete list of Queer History Month events organized by McGill's Office of the Provost and Vice Principal Academic and their partners. The goal of McGill's Queer History Month is to raise awareness, advance education, and increase visibility of 2S LGBTQIA communities by recognizing their histories and contributions, building bridges, and bringing together McGill students, staff, faculty, and alumni, and Montreal community members.
There is this thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
Hi, welcome back to Unfit to Print. This is CKUT on 90.3 FM, broadcasting not live, but still from Montreal. My name is Pilar Steers.
And I'm Sophie Ho.
Today we broadcast from the Geogeogay, the traditional territory of the Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabe nations. The time now is 5 p.m. Today we've got some headlines.